A Prayer for Spiritual Strength by Tony Evans. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Ephesians 6:12. Everything visible and physical is controlled or derived from that which is invisible and spiritual. If you want to fix the visible and physical problems you are experiencing in your life, you have to address the spiritual and invisible issues behind them. Why? Because if you don't address the spiritual and invisible, then you will not have addressed the divine precursor for which to solve the tangibly manifested issues at hand. What you can see, hear, touch, taste, and smell in your physical senses must first be addressed from God's realm before you can make any lasting and real difference on the earthly level. Satan wants to get you to skip the divine perspective because he knows that you will never be able to solve your visible and physical problems until you address them from the divine realm. Heaven rules earth. What happens up there determines what goes on down here. So in order to actualize success in the challenges that you face, you need to remain in contact with heaven in order to tap into the solutions you desire for earth. In other words, abide in Christ. Heavenly Father, give us the wisdom to walk in two worlds. Help us to recognize the movements of the Spirit and sow peace where the enemy would create strife. Open my eyes to see your vast kingdom, which exists in the invisible realm. Remind me in my daily activities to keep your presence and power in the forefront of my mind. Divert my gaze from the problems or issues that I can see to the root which lies hidden behind them, so that I may overwhelmingly conquer through Christ Jesus my Lord.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.